everyone to this week's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is getting new volunteers engaged. We are having a surge of new members join CCL due to all the success from our reconciliation actions, and we are here tonight to start brainstorming ideas on how to best support your local efforts and really engaging this new flood of volunteers. So we're going to join Ellie Sparks, CCL's Field Development Director, for a training that's going to review on some of the best ideas that we have throughout the field on both onboarding as well as group development in our actions. And we're going to offer some tips and suggested strategies for bringing new people aboard so that they can acquire those skill sets, that knowledge, and those behaviors to help empower them to become more effective in their role with Citizens Climate Lobby. And with that, I'm actually going to pass it to our esteemed presenter to take it from here.
Thank you, Brett. All right, good to see everyone. So many of you know me, and I know so many of you. I have been with CCL for over 10 years. I think it's like a dozen now. Started out as a volunteer, starting the first chapter in Virginia. And along the way, my family has grown. I'm now a grandmother. And if you've known me for a while, you also know that I've been a farmer, although I'm not doing that now because I am an Army grandmother following my grandbaby whose dad is in the Army. So I'm on the move. Tonight, we have three learning goals, and we hope you will learn to identify the core elements for onboarding new volunteers. Number two, understand the basic onboarding tools available in CCL community. And three, articulate techniques for ongoing engagement. We will cover an overview of onboarding, the basic four-step welcome process, how building teams can help, ways to boost engagement via community, and several ongoing engagement ideas. So let's get started with agenda item one, an overview of onboarding. First of all, everything I cover tonight can be found on the onboarding action team page. So if you would raise your hand if you're already a member of the onboarding action team. Is anyone a member? Okay, I see Ren. Can't see everybody's faces. So onboarding action team, Brett's put the link into the chat for you. I want to invite you personally to join this action team. In fact, I'm going to give you 1 minute right now to join it. Click on that link. It will take you right to community, and you can click the join button and then pop right back. While you're doing that, I'll say that Sandy Simon, who's also on the call with us tonight, and I co-lead this action team. We're covering a range of topics related to onboarding, including case studies from chapters who have onboarding systems that are working really well. And we will hold our inaugural meeting on Tuesday, September 21st at 12 noon Eastern time. So count back from there. And you can find more in a community bulletin. Brett can put that link in there. And I hope you will join. It will build on what you're learning tonight. All righty. So people come into CCL's organizations with many different backgrounds, skills, talents, connections, interests, and levels of availability to volunteer. And we have found that the most successful chapters have one person or a team dedicated to welcoming these new members. Successful chapters have a system in place to manage that process, and chapters with some structure make it easier for a newcomer to find their footing. So for example, if a new volunteer shares that they are a member of the Rotary Club, I might want to introduce them to the volunteer who schedules speaking engagements for CCL presenters. Or if I learn that a new volunteer likes to write and could help write letters to the editor, I could then introduce them to the volunteer who's leading the media team. As with everything in CCL, you can pick and choose which ideas work best for you. You can experiment with what seems feasible, useful, and timely for your group and leave the rest. Take one step at a time and remember that your approach doesn't have to be the same as that of other chapters. please remember that the most important thing you can do is demonstrate a sincere interest in your volunteers. Encourage them to take their first actions, point them to resources, and connect with them at a personal level. Like Mark Reynolds says, we are betting the ranch on relationships, and that includes those we have with our fellow chapter members. All CCL chapters grow one person at a time, and all organizing is personal. So have fun. Now let's look at the basic four-step process for welcoming new volunteers. One of the things I fell in love with when I joined CCL was the sense that CCL provides the framework and our volunteers bring the creativity. So this basic four-step welcome process will look slightly different in each and every chapter, including yours. Our first step happens when we receive the contact information for new volunteers. Each week, CCL headquarters sends a new member report to group leaders. So next slide, if you would, Brett. And anyone else designated in your chapter to receive the roster. So that would be people helping with the welcoming. You will get the new member report on Friday evening. The report includes names, email addresses, mailing addresses, and phone numbers of anyone who has joined in the past 7 days. You may also find yourself with contact information from your own outreach tabling events, provided you are doing some outdoor COVID-safe tabling these days. In the next three steps, we will consider how your group handles this information and follows up with these incoming volunteers. All right, so you've got these names from the new member report list or any of the volunteers you've put together on your own, and now it's time to reach out to those volunteers. I encourage you to strike while the iron is hot by making contact within 1 to 2 days. It might take multiple attempts to reach someone, so grab your courage while you pick up the phone. You can call, text, and or email, and I recommend trying all three. This first point of contact is to invite new volunteer to a group orientation or a one-on-one conversation about volunteering in your chapter. So step two is a bit of a vetting process in which potential volunteers will vet themselves. Either they take your call or they don't. Either they accept your invitation to have a deep conversation about volunteering or they don't. If you have a large chapter, you might ask another volunteer or two in your chapter to help you with these quick calls. If you have a super small chapter, then you might be the one making these calls to start, and that's okay too. Brett is going to set up some breakout rooms, and we're going to practice making this first phone call. We will demonstrate what that phone call looks like right now. And then we will send you to the breakout rooms to give it a shot. So let's pretend I am the volunteer, maybe the group leader, maybe the head of the welcome team. I am calling Brett, who is our potential new volunteer. Ring, ring. Oops, Brett.
Took me a minute to get the phone here. I'm still cooking dinner. What's up?
Hello, this is Ellie from the Keysville Citizens Climate Lobby chapter. You landed on my list of people possibly interested in volunteering. Would you have a minute to chat?
Yeah, that's exactly what I got. What do you need?
Well, a minute is all I need. I am lining up a conversation with our group leader who can tell you more about the volunteer opportunities in our CCL chapter. Would you be free on Friday at 10 a.m. for a 20-25 minute phone call with Lisa Johnson, our group leader?
Now, let me check my schedule here. 10 a.m. on Friday?
Yep.
Yeah, that works.
Terrific. Okay, Lisa will call you at 10 a.m. And when we hang up now, I'll send you a text with Lisa's phone number so you've got that in advance. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Scene. So do you see how this call is quick and simply to schedule a conversation for more information? So remember, with this first call, your main priority is to make that call within 24 to 48 hours. And if there is an interest to schedule a deeper conversation about volunteering later in the week, or if you have a large chapter and you host a new member orientation, you would invite that person to the new member orientation. So the person making these calls has one commitment: to make the calls within 24 to 48 hours of someone landing on your list. The person making these calls may encounter people who aren't interested or don't pick up the call or return the text or email, and that is okay. This part is a vetting process. Alrighty, so our list has shrunk a bit to include only the new volunteers who are ready for the next step, and that is a good thing. On to step three. With step three, the new volunteer gets to have a deeper conversation with the group leader or someone designated to help with these conversations. The group leader or designee speaks to the new volunteer over the phone, by Zoom, or in person in this second conversation. Invite the new volunteer to speak about what drew them to CCL and climate change advocacy. Find out about their skills, talents, and connections. Ask them how they like to work and what volunteer activities sound appealing to them. If you like, you can use my favorite tool, the volunteer inventory form, to help structure your conversation and capture the new person's preferences at this point. With a larger chapter, you may want to host a new member orientation instead of scheduling one-on-one conversations. We've seen chapters host a 30-minute new member orientation either before the chapter meeting or in a breakout session during the chapter meeting. In both cases, the new member orientation might include an overview of CCL and the chapter, plus opportunity to complete the volunteer inventory form. And Brett has popped a link to that in the chat. And Brett and I are going to model that conversation with you. So you'll see on this slide the list of questions that are in the volunteer inventory. If you would have a half an hour, if Brett and I had a half an hour to talk, we would go through each of those slowly. But for the purpose of tonight, we're going to move quickly through it. And ring a ring.
Why, hello. Yeah, I'm just making dinner. Is this Brett?
Hi, Brett. This is Ellie from Keysville Citizens Climate Lobby Chapter. Thank you for agreeing to meet with me this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm actually looking forward to our conversation. Been thinking about it and obviously really concerned about climate change. It's been on my mind for years, and I finally, you know, figured out that there was something I should do to take care of it.
Oh my gosh, I can totally relate to that. I felt so overwhelmed and depressed until I found CCL. I had the climate change blues. And thankfully, action is the antidote to despair. So what attracts you to Citizens Climate Lobby as a place you want to do your climate advocacy?
I mean, honestly, I don't know much yet. I was Googling carbon pricing or, you know, some kind of climate term. I don't remember. And CCL came up. So I attended the group's presentation on the Wednesday night. I forget what that's called. And I liked what I heard.
Oh, well, I'm glad you made it to our informational session. I've got a couple of questions I thought I might ask you to help me get a sense of who you are and what you might be wanting to do and what might be a good place for you within our chapter. We've set up a 20 minutes for this call. Does that time frame still work for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good.
Awesome. All right. So tell me a little bit about your career and work and interests beyond work.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. I've got a doctorate in public policy. I enjoy canoeing in the Boundary Waters. I'm a former Outward Bound instructor. I'm a foster parent. You tell me.
Oh, well, that's great. I admire your dedication to children. And I've always wanted to go to the Boundary Waters. Tell me a little bit more about your dissertation. And scene.
You got out early. Good call.
All right. Okay, so we would have obviously continued that conversation, but that's an idea to let you see how that gets started. And you see in both of these cases, classic CCL, we confirm the time. In that short conversation, I said, I just need a minute of your time. Does that work? And in this conversation, before I go further, I just say, I want to confirm we've got 20 minutes. Is that good for you? So that's classic CCL. So my goal with this conversation is to find out enough about Brett that I could recommend his first step for taking action within our chapter, direct him to some CCL resources, and maybe pair him up with an experienced volunteer who could show him the ropes. Let's move on to step four. What is naturally happening in these conversations is to get them engaged. What you could do is encourage them to attend the informational session if they haven't already. So Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You could provide more information on areas in which they expressed interest or curiosity. You could introduce them to someone in your chapter who's already working in their area of interest. And you could send a follow-up email with a brief summary of different chapter activities and different ways they can participate. And I love the feedback that you guys gave, because those were all examples in those feedbacks that you shared. So in review, here's the basic welcome process again as a roadmap. We want to say a big thank you to Miranda Phillips and Jean Rytok as two CCL leaders who have shared their onboarding process with us to help craft these slides, and encourage you to come to the onboarding action team, where each month we will share a case study and you can hear firsthand from chapter leaders or onboarding coordinators how they handle the basic welcome process. All right, so agenda item three, let's consider how onboarding can help with team building. So you might already have teams within your chapter dedicated to specific actions or one or more of the five levers. If you don't have teams, that's okay. You might have a point person. You may not even have a point person, and that's okay as well. Either way, if you do have teams with leaders or a point person, get them ready to receive new volunteers. Give them the heads up and have them thinking along those lines. You should have the point person's contact information so you can quickly share that with the new volunteers. The team leader can introduce those new volunteers who come their way to other people on the team. The team leader can provide the new volunteer with an orientation on existing projects. The team leader or the point person can share CCL resources and encourage them to watch a CCL training on community. If your chapter doesn't have teams yet, that's okay. As your onboarding system improves, your teams will grow. Next slide, Brett. As this happens, it is helpful to enlist a co-team leader, just like it can be helpful to have a co-leader for your chapter, it can be helpful to have a co-leader on a team so that as your chapter develops, your teams have a leader and a co-leader. If you want more information on how to grow teams with your group and achieve these goals, Brett's going to put two links in the chat. One is getting help with the work training, and another is creating highly motivated teams training. All right, agenda four, let's look at the ways that CCL community can help. You can boost engagement through CCL community. On community, we automatically add nearby volunteers to your local chapter roster as soon as they join CCL. You can use CCL's community's features to more easily create an engaging online space for your new volunteers and save time with automated tasks. Number one, you can set up your community chapter's welcome message to auto send a general welcome email to all new members in your chapter. You can include information about your chapter, your preferred contact information, how to get more involved, and details for the upcoming meeting. You can consider setting up an introduce yourself forum post in your chapter's forum and then add a link to it in your Ask About Us block on your group page or in the welcome message to encourage quick action new volunteers can take right away to feel connected and share more about themselves and why they joined and see the other messages in that introduce yourself forum post. You can also adjust your own individual group settings so that you are notified when new volunteers are added to your roster. And you can let your new volunteers know about the new volunteers page on Community, where they can get some guidance in kind of onboarding themselves through Community. Alrighty, agenda item 4. You can enhance your 4-step welcome process with ongoing engagement tools. Let's look at 4 ideas for creating a welcoming culture. Number 1, make connecting easy. 2, offer mentors. 3, ask for help. 4, create a wish list. So making connections easy. You can create a system that makes it easy for members to connect with each other within your chapter. Consider creating a spreadsheet like this example from New York 23's chapter roles sheet to track who does what in your chapter so that volunteers new to your group can see who to contact for specific questions or areas of coverage. Or you can provide a list of chapter connections to help new volunteers connect with veteran members doing the same kind of work. Be sure to get permission from your volunteers given our CCL privacy policy if you provide anything other than their name or a link to their community profile. So if you're giving a phone number or an email, just make sure that volunteer feels comfortable with that being shared on a spreadsheet. Mentors, you could create a mentorship program, and some groups do this, in which your group pairs veteran volunteers with incoming new volunteers. When new volunteers do things with other people, they learn quickly and find their volunteering more rewarding. You can ask veteran mentors to check in with their buddy regularly to answer their questions, to recommend CCL resources like the weekly live information session, and to identify the next steps as well as any barriers for involvement for new volunteers. During your next monthly meeting, invite new members to fully participate, ask questions if needed, and interact with members of their preferred action team if you have teams on your chapter. Alrighty, people who come into CCL want to be engaged. Many group leaders have found one of the best ways to engage new volunteers is to ask them to help. Go figure. If any of your teams or volunteers are feeling overwhelmed, reflect on how you can change the way you are asking others to share the work. In the words of CCL group leader Jean Rytok, in areas where you are struggling, there is an ask missing. Make it a practice to ask new volunteers to help with the work as soon as possible. Find fun, simple ways to get started by asking for help. When we have in-person meetings, that sure is easy with setting up, cleaning up, bringing snacks and whatnot. It's a little trickier on Zoom meetings, but you could do a little icebreaker, pairing people up, connecting before content. You can get comfortable asking for all of what you need as well, not just part of it. So for example, let's say you need 5 volunteers for a project. Don't just ask for 1 volunteer. You could try saying, we're looking for 5 volunteers. Are you interested in being one of those volunteers? And here are some phrases you might use when you're asking for help. Would you consider whatever you would like to ask them to help? Have you ever thought of being trained to write a letter to the editor, give a presentation? Other ways of phrasing questions that make volunteers feel comfortable saying yes or no. As a group leader, it's important to be aware of your group's power dynamics, model being open to sharing power and decision-making. And as you practice asking for help, let new volunteers know that they can be proactive to take on roles that interest them. And lastly, creating a wish list. While preparing to meet with incoming volunteers, brainstorm a list of tasks that your group identifies as important and are looking for others to take on leadership. You could use the 5 levers as headings for your list. Once you have a draft of your wish list, share it with others in your chapter to see what they think. What do they want to add? What do they want to change? Keep the list updated with current priorities and goals. Be bold in your envisioning and don't get bogged down feeling your chapter needs to accomplish all of these things. It's just a wish list. Your ongoing wish list can provide ideas for what projects your new volunteers can help with or get them plugged in right away, with ongoing work being done for what they are interested in. All righty.
Thank you so much, Shelley. This has just been such a thorough and condensed, focused overview of that important process that each of our chapters can really think through and engage with their own team building approach to really make sure the new volunteers coming through their door feel that welcoming presence, get engaged, and find out immediately where their skill sets and passions can really intersect with the group's growth. So with that, we have reached the end of this training. On this slide, you can see the link where you can join the onboarding action team, where a lot of these resources and best practices, as well as an ongoing monthly call for you or anyone on your team that's part of the welcome committee, is recommended to join. You have Ellie's contact information, as well as the forums, where if you have any questions, we would love to help support you in your journey with CCL. So with that, thank you all so much for joining us tonight. We hope you found this training empowering and educational, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.